So Art starts, and Bibi, if you would be so kind as to start, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. So Art starts. In my opinion, one of the stronger applications, when you kind of go through the portion of it, obviously because the category was multidisciplinary, they do explain their component of what it is that they offer. Between visual exhibits, community shows, K-12 student show, music concert series, film series, it's all kind of part of their package. They have paid staff plus an organized board of directors and a handful of a good sizable amount of volunteers. I don't know if we want to look at each category, remind me, Karen, or if you just want me to kind of go through the big overview.
I think you can do the overview, you know, by category if that works best for you, but this is your time to really talk about the strengths and weaknesses, so that'd be great.
Okay. I found, you know, obviously their 990s were scanned and bundled in a folder together. So again, from a reviewer standpoint with Dropbox, and I know you're making changes to that, it just the clicking in and out and making sure and verifying were there. That was reflected. Their 990s reflected what their application stated. They did a good job with their explanation in their application about when an endowment was created and why they had a positive balance for 16 and 17. What I didn't really notice is that they weren't really tracking in kind. So one of my recommendations would be making sure that they acknowledge in kind, and then if they don't have a formal process, to develop one. And then from a partnership and community participation, partnerships with the YMCA, but also Chamber of Commerce in the city, which I like seeing that municipal partnership as well as the community partnership. Their galleries are free to visit, and they definitely stated that they had a focused effort on economic development and promotion of the creative economy through their programming. With their planning and evaluation, they had cited that they had community members leading the community-based programming. Program evaluation was in place with governance committee meeting monthly to reflect on verbal and written evaluations, and they cited in their application that changes were made because of the direct response reflecting community and organizational need. I may have been missing a formal evaluation tool with them. Have to go back in that way. I tried to record when they actually had a formal piece or not.
So I may ask you to, panelists, as we go through, repeat yourself a little bit because everybody's kind of soft and I'm trying to take notes here. I apologize if my keyboarding is loud. But what I heard you say in that instance, Beth, was that they were missing a formal evaluation tool.
No, they do. I'm sorry. They do. They put it again. They bundled it in a folder. So they did have a formal evaluation attached.
What did they bundle it with?
It was just there were two in one folder. So some of the applicants, you know, just only attached one thing. So when you were looking for it, it was easier. But in this case, this one had folders within folders.
Got it. Thank you. All right.
Karen, I do have my agenda.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you.
So shall we invite Jim to comment?
Thank you. I too, think that this is a very strong application. I want to make note particularly of two comments or two sentences that were from the application. ArtStart has a yes attitude. It's clear that they listen to the community and evaluate the suggestions that they get. They also indicate that the basis of what they do is community-led programming. I thought their partnerships, as Beth mentioned, are outstanding. The fact that the acquisition and dedication of the post office building to this program grew from a community process means that planning has been integral to the organization since its beginning, and it is part of their DNA. They have a well-conceived integrated plan. I'll be pleased to see it when it's fully developed. I recognize that they're in the process of reviving it or renewing it now. Very sophisticated program evaluation tools that are consistently used. Their educational materials, however, were not quite educational materials. I'm trying to find them to remind myself of what I meant by that, but I may come back to that as the conversation goes on. Once again, I think this is a very strong organization and a very a quality. Oh, I did want to make one other mention. They had very quality program. They are one of the few nonprofits I have seen who has submitted copies of its unrelated business income tax return as part of its 990 submission. Very interesting to see that they rent some of the space in the building.
Nice.
That's it.
Thank you. All right. Then we open it up to the whole panel, which in this case means BB, for additional comments.
I felt that they are still trying to define their paid staff volunteer roles, and this appears to be one of their biggest challenges. I think it's good they're going to have a strategic planning session and board training. I felt like they need to maybe discuss a structure that allows for more deliberate growth and slows things down a bit. I'm in awe of, I think I calculated they've had 173,296 increase in their funds, and they've used it so well to create a new endowment, et cetera, and to add staff. So they're obviously doing something that meets the community's needs and that they're embracing.
That's great. Thank you. Other comments, strengths, weaknesses, anything else for the good of the cause before we ask you to put numbers